Here is the statement. The University of Louisiana Athletic Department announced today that head men's basketball coach Robert Lee and women's basketball coach Errol Rogers will both return for the 2009-2010 basketball season. Quote, the process to evaluate our basketball programs has been a time-consuming and complicated one. To fully evaluate our programs and determine the best direction for the future, we had to consider the results on the court. In addition to our academic status off the court, both present very unique and difficult challenges. That is a quote from Athletics Director David Walker. In 2003, the NCAA began the Academic Performance Program, which established standards on all student athletes that they must meet to achieve eligibility. Teams are then assigned a score, which is called the APR, based on a student athlete eligibility and their retention in the program. Teams that score below the established standards face a wide variety of penalties. Because of the academic problems early in the program, the men's basketball team has been penalized by a reduction in scholarship and a reduction in hours of practice time that they are allowed each week. Since the APR score is based on performance over a multi-year period, the basketball program remains in the, quote, historical penalty phase, unquote, of the NCAA structure. Quote from David Walker, as the result of Coach Lee's efforts and the commitment made by our student athletes, we have been able to obtain perfect APR scores during the past 2 years. However, because we are still in the historical penalty phase, we still face very severe penalties if our scores in basketball do not meet the NCAA standards. Additionally, these penalties, and listen closely, will be imposed on all of our athletic teams. One of the most significant penalties is the NCAA ban on postseason play if a team does not improve its APR scores. If we do not meet acceptable standards in men's basketball during the 2009-2010 academic year, then all of our teams will face a ban on postseason play, not just basketball. To make a decision on who should lead our program and not seriously consider the potential impact would be irresponsible and totally unfair to coaches and student athletes in all sports. No one understands the current academic requirements and the individual status of each of our basketball players better than Coach Lee. I am confident he's the right person to lead our basketball program through these difficult times. I believe he can continue to improve our academic status so that we can move out of the historical penalty phase at the end of the next academic year. I'm also confident he can achieve the success we expect on the court. The team faced a reduction in scholarships during the past season as a result of the penalties imposed because of the rule violations in 2004-2005. The team will serve its final year of the penalty phase next season and will not be able to award all of its scholarships until 2010-2011. Folks, you're ringing the phones, and I'm going to stop to say this. I'd appreciate it if you just listen for a few minutes. Even with the shortage of scholarships and the loss of practice time, this season's results were disappointing, Walker said. Expectations were high following the team's Western Division co-championship the previous year. I understand that we were a very young team and had to deal with many injury problems. However, we cannot allow those issues to result in lowered expectations. The women's program has also faced challenges. When Coach Rogers accepted the position 2 years ago, he understood he would be required to build a program that would continue our earlier success. In many games this season, the team started 5 new players and was one of the youngest teams in the country. When hired, Coach Rogers was given a 4-year contract to bring the program back to a competitive level, and it would be unfair to expect these results after only 2 years. However, he fully understands that while we know the process will take time, we will require significant improvements next season. Both coaches fully understand that the issues are evaluated and discussed during this review must be addressed and changes must be made. Both are committed to reaching the level of success expected for next season, and both understand that while the president has accepted these recommendations, he is adamant that the standards will be raised and results will be significantly improved. And then there's a one-sentence statement from President Sabwa who said, "The university will fully support our athletic programs, but with that support comes expectation for success." That's the end of the statement.